host, Aaron Rittmaster. Welcome to the Man Cave. Joining me tonight to record Diz Dad's podcast, episode number 39, are Mark Pratt.
Hey, everybody. How you guys doing?
Nathan Trent.
Hello, everybody.
Dave Compton.
Good day, all.
And Matthew Wren.
Hello.
Welcome back, Matthew. It's nice to be able to hear you without the squeal.
Glad to be back.
So tonight we're continuing the My Walt Disney World tournament with rounds 2 and 3 of the Donald Group. Before we get into the tournament, I want to take a minute to remind everyone about the first ever Diz Dads convention coming up January 10th through 14th, 2013. I just had a weird experience, really, booking a reservation for 50 at Whispering Canyon Cafe for our kickoff dinner on January 10th. We built in some room there. If you haven't already signed up to join us, there's still space. You just need to contact a Fairy Tale Journeys by Diz Dads agent. You can do that by going to the DizDads.com website, and there's a link there for Fairy Tale Journeys agents. Any of us can help you. You could also go to FairyTaleJourneys.com and go through the portal there. Either way, we'd love to have you join us. It should be a lot of fun. Okay, guys, now we've already eliminated 38 experiences, and tonight we're going to take the Donald Group down to its Elite Eight candidates. There will be two left from the Donald Group when we're done here. You all know the drill by now. I'm going to identify a matchup, call on a panelist. That panelist will tell us who wins and why, and then I'll ask and see whether there's anyone who disagrees. If there's disagreement, we'll debate it out and eventually take a vote. There are four panelists. I'm only going to vote to break a tie. So mostly we're going to leave it up to our panelists. Gentlemen, you ready to roll?
Do it.
All right. So Mark Pratt, you're up first. And you get the number one seed, Soarin, up against number eight, Festival of the Lion King.
Okay. Well, this one's a pretty easy one for me. The Festival of the Lion King, it's a great show and gets all the kids involved. But... I've got to say that Soarin definitely takes this one just for the experience, the sights and sounds and smells of Soarin. It really is a great ride. It has sometimes an outrageous, queue or, a line to get into it. So it's definitely, you got to get fast passes early, but it's a great ride and I would definitely go with Soarin.
Anybody want to argue with Mark on this one?
No.
Not for me.
All right, so we have a quick sweep in there for Soarin, and it moves up. I would like to argue for Festival of the Lion King. It does, to me, get some credit for being, uniquely a Walt Disney World attraction, whereas Soarin is an import from Disneyland, and Soarin is starting to, well beyond starting to show the wear on that film and the projector. But I have to agree. I mean, ultimately, you just can't beat that hang gliding experience, even with bouncing monkeys. So, all right. Well, let's take a look at our next matchup here. And I'm going to toss this one over to Dave Compton. Dave, this is an upset special coming in a tough matchup, both from the Magic Kingdom, the 12 seed Dole Whip versus number 4 seed Wishes.
Yeah, thanks. and this, I was thinking about this one all day. Dole Whip, where else can you find one? You can only find one there. It's the only place that just has that, it's a special taste, flavor, whatever it may be. And then you got Wishes, the nighttime spectacular in the sky. It's just it's a wonderful show, and it's always a must see. You never miss it. I'm going to go with Wishes on this, just because for pure attraction, that's, what it is, and you're there for that, and that's my vote.
All right. We've got one vote for Wishes. Anybody feel the need to stand up for Dole Whip here?
I really want to.
So do it, Nate. Make the pitch.
I don't know that I can. I'm usually eating Dole Whip or watching Wishes. Sure. So I kind of win both ways. Eating Dole Whip is part of Wishes for me. So I got to go with Wishes too.
All right. How about you, Mark?
I'm going to agree as well. I mean, there's, you know, I hate to see Dole Whips go down like this, but, you know, if there's a wild card, I'd throw it in there and be able to bring it back later in the rounds, but we can't. You know, Wishes has just, it's got a big place in my family, and we love the show. I have the, you know, the music and all that for on my phone, and I can't not go for Wishes, but it, like I said, it's sad to see Dole Whips go.
Okay, well, that would be three votes, and so Wishes advances, and so far we've got chalk in the Donald group, the one seed and the four seed moving along, and next we hit Upset City with a matchup between the Magic Kingdom and Epcot. Let's see, Nate, why don't you take this one? This is Dumbo versus Mission Space, 14 versus 6.
Yeah. You plan this. This is ammo for me in your daughter's nemesis state. for me, it would have to be Dumbo. You know, just I think it was you that mentioned in the first round of this bracket that there is a Dumbo or Die touring plan. So I will have to go with Dumbo based on that. Everybody's dying to get on Dumbo. No, with twice as much capacity.
That's right. That's right. Now, as a matter of fact, I was just listening to a Disney Community podcast the other night, and they were talking about the fact that the double Dumbos are already having an impact. They're recalculating a number of the touring plans because the increased capacity plus the addition of FastPass has really made a difference in the way the crowds are handled at Dumbo. And to me, that really just kind of, you know, adds more to Dumbo's attractiveness here, because the one downside to Dumbo was always the sort of old, uncomfortable, in the sun queue, and they've taken care of all of those issues. It now has a new, fun, interactive queue in the air conditioning. You know, how can you turn that down? Is anybody going to stand up here for Mission Space, or are we going to have another walkover here in the Donald group?
Man, you know, as much as I dislike Dumbo, my kids love it. I just, you know, and I haven't been in the new one yet, so I can't really, you know, say, but, you know, what the new one's like. And I love Mission Space. It's a lot of fun. The queue in that one is really cool as well. And taking my youngest on that, when he told me it was go time, I about lost it. But unfortunately, I'm going to have to say that Dumbo is definitely one of the, as we said before, the quintessential rides of Disney.
All right, so we've got at least two votes for Dumbo. Is anybody going to stand up here for Mission Space?
I really want to go with Mission Space, but there's something about it. It's maybe this seven-year-old daughter of mine who says Dumbo by far. And Dumbo was her first real ride, and we have pictures of her on it in the house. And so I'm going to have to go with Dumbo too.
All right, well, you gentlemen are going to have to face the wrath of my nine-year-old daughter, because she is going to be most displeased that...
Look, Dave's daughter is pretty hard to deny, too, because she's pretty cute.
Oh, thanks.
All right, well, we clearly have three votes for Dumbo, so Dumbo is going to advance. And we're down to the last of the Sweet 16 round group here for Donald, and that would be Jungle Cruise versus Rock and Roller Coaster. Let's see, Matthew?
I'm back.
Excellent, you're back. So you've got the matchup between Jungle Cruise from the Magic Kingdom, a classic ride, and more of a new style ride in Rock and Roller Coaster in Disney's Hollywood Studios.
For me, this is going to go back to where I typically go. Thrill's going to supersede tradition. Rock and Roller Coaster is just, for me, something I enjoy more. I'd rather be scared than look at pretty plants and roll along the Jungle Cruise. It's just, for me, I like the thrill.
Okay. So Matthew votes for the Rock and Roller Coaster. And anybody want to argue with Matthew on this one?
You know, it's kind of hard to with as much cheese as there is on that ride on Jungle Cruise. But I'll tell you what, nothing matches the excitement of Rock and Roller Coaster. There's just something about that ride that is really cool. The way it takes off and everything about it, I'd definitely go with Rock and Roller Coaster.
All right, so it's two for Rock and Roller Coaster. Still looking for a defender of the Jungle Cruise. It's a Walt original, and we don't have many of those left here in the tournament.
I think I'll stand up for Jungle Cruise. I mean, got my Weird Al Yankovic song. and like you say, this is one of Walt's rides. You know, I think Kilimanjaro's Safaris is more of what Walt wanted, but this one works pretty good, and I like the backside of water.
Okay. All right. So we've got a vote now for Jungle Cruise. Let's see. So far we've heard from Matthew and Mark and Nathan. So Dave, what say you?
I'm going to go with Jungle Cruise. It's a staple. It's a must do. It's great for the whole family. You have to do it whenever you go. It's just, it's part of it.
Well, so we have our first tie of the Donald Group round two, and throws it to me here with Jungle Cruise against Rock and Roller Coaster. You know, I have a hard time with this because of just what I was mentioning. Jungle Cruise is an original. It's, you know, one of those attractions that really feels like Walt, from the corny jokes to the animatronic animals to the, you know, Adventureland jungle. Ultimately, though, to me, both of these are flawed attractions. Jungle Cruise is definitely showing its age. As I think Nate has mentioned previously, you know, Kilimanjaro Safari is really what Walt wanted. He wanted real animals. And now at Kilimanjaro Safari, they found a way to do that. Jungle Cruise is really sort of a one-off, and I'm not sure that it's held up well over time. Rock and Roller Coaster, on the other hand, I think is a terrific roller coaster, a lot of fun. It combines, you know, visual elements, great audio. There's the good pre-show that kind of gets you in the mood for it. I happen to be one that thinks that the theming, once you're on the ride itself, is a little lacking. I'd like to see more there. I know we talked about that in the Blue Sky Hollywood Studios podcast. But weighing all these things back and forth, ultimately I come down to, you know, which of those two attractions does my family not want to miss? And the answer to that is Rock and Roller Coaster. My daughter's a huge fan. My son won't ride it yet, but then again, he's not clamoring to ride Jungle Cruise either. So I'm gonna stick with the chalk, and the win goes to Rock and Roller Coaster. So we're down to four attractions now in the Donald Group. We have mostly the top seeds advancing, and the only one not left was upset way back in the first round. So we've got some pretty heavy hitters here left in Donald Group. So for the first matchup, I'm going to ask Matthew Wren to choose between Soarin' and Wishes.
Oh, wow. Soarin' versus Wishes. You know what? I am going to go with Wishes. To me, there's no other production put on like it. I'm the type of guy that, pushing 30 years old, I've kind of had my fill of the 4th of July fireworks, but I absolutely love Wishes. It's a must-do for my family. And as much as I like Soarin', I've only experienced at Walt Disney World in Florida, but it, for me, I'd really like to see them to bring more of Florida into that version of Soarin'. And as much as I enjoyed it, I wasn't there to see California. I was there to experience Florida, and I really, really enjoy Wishes. So my vote goes to Wishes.
All right. Do we have anybody out there who's can't wait to defend Soarin' here?
I'm going to go with Soarin'. Just because on my music cue, a lot of time I set up my wake up music and Soren Trump's Wishes. And that's what I'm going to go with. It just something about the, and it just takes you back to the whole, every scene in the show, every moment, you can almost smell it. So I'm going to go Soren.
Well, you know, with Soren, it's not an almost smell. Yeah. That orange grove sticks with you for a while there. So, all right. So we have one vote for Wishes, one vote for Soren. Mark, what do you think?
I've got to go with Wishes. I mean, like I said, I mean, I still tear up when I see that thing, stupid show. So, like, blame it on my allergies, but I ain't going to lie to you. I can't. It's a great show. I mean, that's all there is to it. It's beautiful fireworks, and, you know, I can never get enough of, you know, things that blow up and go boom. And I'm definitely going to go with Soren, or with Wishes, sorry.
Okay, so we now have two votes for Wishes, one for Soren. Nate, what's your call?
I saw this one coming for a long time, and I still don't know the answer. Oh, man. You know, I love them both equally, and they're both, you know, like Soren showing a little age on the film, but the ride itself is good, and the music is good, and Wishes, the music, the little kid starts singing, gets me every time. Golly. Wishes will be my vote.
All right, and with that vote, Wishes advances to the final eight.
Yeah, and these are getting tough.
Yeah. Hey, as we whittle them down, you know, you only get left with the best of the best.
Yeah.
All right. So the next one is our upset special for the Donald group, Dumbo, the 14 seed still hanging on, facing off against number 2 seed Rock and Roller Coaster. And I'm going to toss this one to Dave Compton. Dave, what's the call here?
Got to go with Dumbo, the Dumbo or die. The face on my daughter, when she wrote it the first time, just the kids love it. I love it just because the kids love it. It's a must do. Got to do it.
Okay. And so Dumbo has one vote. Anybody have an argument to make here on behalf of Rock and Roller Coaster?
I mean, I'll choose Rock and Roller Coaster for sure.
All right. Tell us why.
Dumbo's a great ride, but Rock and Roller Coaster, the queue. You know, Aerosmith blaring in your ears, going from 0 to 60 in what is it, 2.8 seconds. It's the definite thrill ride, and it's a great ride, and I definitely ride that, you know, any day over Dumbo, anytime.
All right, so Nathan, what say you?
I haven't rode either of these in the last two trips, mainly because of lines. And plus, I have teenagers, so they don't really want to ride Dumbo anymore. Golly.
Oh, come on. Be a kid again.
For me, it's got to be Rock and Roller Coaster.
All right. So we don't have a tie. We don't have a tie. Rock and Roller Coaster advances. I didn't get the opportunity to break it.
Well, tell us what you've done, Aaron.
You know, the thing is that I have to live with my daughter. And being that Rock and Roller Coaster is like her second favorite attraction or one of her favorite attractions, I don't think I could have chosen Dumbo and, you know, been comfortable sleeping at night.
Say, as long as her first ride wasn't Dumbo, you'd be okay.
So, Rock and Roller Coaster advances. All right, guys. So just to recap what we went through tonight, we had the number one seed Soren got through its first matchup against Festival of Lion King, but then was defeated by number 4 Wishes, that also overcame the upset specialist Dole Whip in the second round. So we have Wishes on the top half of the bracket. And then from the bottom half of this bracket, the true Cinderella of this group, Dumbo, survived Mission Space, but then went down to Rock and Roller Coaster, after Rock and Roller Coaster barely squeaked by the Jungle Cruise. So our finalists for the Donald Group are Wishes and Rock and Roller Coaster.
Woohoo!
So you all have heard what we think about these. We'd really like to hear from you. The discussions about these My Walt Disney World podcasts have been great. We've really enjoyed reading them. So email us at podcast@dizdads.com. Visit our blog at dizdads.com. Tweet us at dizdadspodcast on Twitter. Or participate in the discussions in our forums at boards.dizdads.com. Until next time, I've been Aaron Rittmaster with Mark Pratt.
Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Nathan Trent.
See you, everybody.
Dave Compton.
Dumbo, crash and burn.
And Matthew Wren.
Enjoy your day, people.
Thanks a lot, guys. Nice podcast.
Brought to you by Fairy Tale Journeys, an authorized Disney travel planner. Let us help you put together your next magical Disney vacation. Find us at fairytalejourneys.com. Let us sweat the details so you don't have to.
This has been a Wizard of Oz production.